Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jerry Jones is set to join us live right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we got to set him up for the Bassick prank. I wonder if he'll remember pranking Bassick and how much Bassick was scared of him at the Jerry media party.
Well, he doesn't remember his last name.
Bassick.
So he might not remember pranking him.
He usually messes up Jeff's, which I love to hear. Chris.
Chris. Yeah. He called us Mac for 3 years.
Mac was in here. But Jerry will join us here momentarily. We got to get some injury updates, and we got to play the prank for him as well. So here we go. Jerry Jones is joining us right here, brought to you by Ford, the official vehicles of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford is the best in Texas. And let's see if Jerry remembers playing along with this little Mike Bassick G-bag prank in Oxnard.
The Bassick not getting invited to your party thing. Big party in Malibu. You have it every year. It's gigantic. And he somehow didn't get an email invitation.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, that's for the real media. The truth-talking media.
Bassick, are you being
serious or Bassick did not qualify for the media event.
He's a little rough on you on G-Bag Nation.
Well, as professional, as media, he's a good boy, but just a boy.
I guess it went to him, the email, but then it bounced back to his trash file or his junk file.
Yeah, we basically throw the trash in the trash.
Jerry Jones is joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, it went over better than we could expect it. He was scared of you at the media party in Malibu, so thanks again for that.
Hey, boy, that was a lot of fun, and I sure enjoyed it. I did enjoy that media party for sure, but I'll tell you this. I'm still working with the banks to get me a mortgage on the amount of whiskey we bought at that party. But other than that, it was a good time.
Man, we always try to guess how much that party ends up costing.
Then we realize that we don't want to guess.
No, we don't want to guess. But it is the best party I've ever been to in my entire life, the 1 year we were out there for it. Jerry, how are you assessing training camp so far? I think overall, at least on our show, we think Zeke looks fantastic, but we're probably most surprised and excited about the defense. All I want to read about is Jalen Smith and the better movement and Taco Charlton improving. And now Randy Gregory out there flying around now that he seems to be a new person. Cheeto emerging as a possible star player. How are you feeling about things right now?
Well, I think that this is as good a talent as I can ever remember on defense. Of course, it takes to really ultimately have a ranked defense. You've got to have some good offense as well. I mean, we heard that on the other side of the ball. But, no, when I look at our depth, it's young, it's deep. We can keep them fresh relative to the front seven. And all of that really bodes well for as we go from here. I think that the advent of Woods from South Carolina should be noted. And, of course, we do have help on the way. Collins, we expect to have back for the opener. And he actually still penciled in as really right there at the top as far as the interior or what we call the three technique, which is the guy that we want to really excel in terms of shooting the gap.
Jerry, we know that Xavier Woods was having a nice camp. He goes down. The projections are out 2 to 4 weeks. What do you see as the timeline for Xavier? And we know you guys made some minor moves yesterday, but what do you plan to do about that if he's out for those 4 weeks?
Well, you know, you just don't, in our game, you just don't wake up and need a player at a particular position, and he happens to be sitting out there. We certainly will bring in, if given the opportunity, we'll bring in other safety to look at. But let's talk about Xavier. He's one of the guys that excite me as much as anybody. And he's a playmaker. He reacts to the ball, and that's really distinguishes him. You have more down safeties or more linebacker types, although they're the size of safeties usually. You have more of those out there than you have those guys that can really play the ball. And, of course, he strained his hamstring on a play that was just outstanding the other night. He almost made that interception on the sideline. So I'm really looking forward to his year. Unfortunately, he had a ham last year, but he did work through it. And so I'm looking to hope that he works through that. To start with, we probably won't have him for the first game. And we've got guys that really have earned the right to line up out there that are on the roster right now. I think we'll be fine back there.
Jerry, Travis Frederick is continuing to seek additional medical opinions on his stinger issues. What's the latest, and do you expect him to be back in time for the start of the season?
He had a good day yesterday. He got an opportunity. When we got back to Dallas, we wanted him to have some more examinations there regarding the issue. He has had those. They were positive for the future. We expect to have him back to play.
So you feel okay. You're not losing a lot of sleep over Travis and Zach.
No. Zach, of course, is we've confirmed with MRI that what we thought after the ball game that he was going to be fine. He'll be ready to go for the game. And so right at this time, I think we'll it's safe to say that we should have our starting group when we open.
Jerry, if so let's just say Zach and Travis don't play in the next preseason game. Do you think about and concern yourself over the health of the quarterback and potentially not playing Dak Prescott in that game?
Yeah, because you hit it. It's when you don't have that full front out there, that starting group, then that might make you a little porous, and you wouldn't want to be porous there in preseason with Dak. Plus, we need to see Rush play behind as good a group as he possibly can. As we look at these next two preseason games, it was a little challenging for him out there the other night, but the blocking was challenging, and I think that he's had a really top camp. I'm talking Rush, but we really should get him most of the work the rest of the way.
That is, in that statement, excluding
White, and I don't mean to. He'll be able to get some good reps. Be a good opportunity for us to really flange up these young quarterbacks behind Dak.
Have you guys made a decision on Dak playing or not playing Sunday?
Well, I don't know that we have to, but of course I'll leave that up to Jason. But you can rest assured we're going to be sensitive about the risk, injury risk.
Jerry Jones joining us, brought to you by Ford with Sean and RJ. First Jerry Jones show of the 2018 season on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, backup quarterback. We're a little bit worried about it. You know, you got the developmental guy, the rookie, well, maybe in both of them, but certainly in Mike White. How comfortable are you? Why should Cowboy fans feel okay with the backup QB spot with some of the lack of experience there?
Well, there is lack of experience, but there's talent, and you put that talent. I'm comfortable that certainly in Rush's case, that if you put him in a game situation behind your best blockers and behind your best offensive personnel, he'll do a good job. I really like his football, his football. Demeanor. He's solid out there. Nothing's too big for him. He's got really playmaking instincts. When the blocking breaks down, he can make a play. So I think we're in good shape here at backup quarterback.
Jerry, Rico Gathers has been one of the most polarizing players on social media. Anytime he makes a play at training camp or in the games, I mean, it just blows up. And we're hearing about the balance with Rico. Well, still learning the game, maybe some missed assignments here and there, and then he has the freakish athleticism. How do you view Rico and his spot with this team moving forward?
Well, he should be lacking in his football demeanor, or, and I'm overusing that word, but he should be lacking there. But let me tell you what he has, because he hadn't played football since high school. Now you say, well, he's been on this roster this going into 3 years, and he got a little football around the Cowboys. The answer is yes, he has been. He's had a lot of time spent with him by different coaches. And by osmosis, just being around it, then he's a better player than when he came out of Baylor relative to football player. But you're right. Why has he had this opportunity, if you will? Because that tremendous athletic ability. He's just a natural receiver out there and has tools that are phenomenal. By being the NCAA champion on rebounding there at Baylor, he can go up and get the ball at his peak. And candidly, if you think about it, at his size, 6'7", his arm length, his vertical jump of over 41, if you perfected it, how could a back cover him? And, of course, we know backs, well, it would possibly take backs to cover him. Well, there you go. You put him in a red zone situation, and you freed other people up. So he's a real threat. We're going to work real hard to have things that he's really had a lot of repetition in and try to make that not limit us when we've got him in the game. In other words, if you limit him, then you limit potentially the entire offensive scheme. All of that is what those coaches are paid for.
Jerry, Dak's coming into his third year. Looking at him so far in camp in the first couple of preseason games, where have you seen improvement with him in his game?
Just the understanding of the challenges that he has out there. You know, he came in with an inordinate ability to slow it down. And it has always seemed to be a slower game because you just picture him on a play action and you picture him on a revert rollout, and he just seems to have the time out there a lot. Well, that's, of course, Dak. Now, you did say Dak, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, I started to say. But he just seems to have the field at his beckon a lot. And, of course, he can always use that athletic ability that he's got and that size to tuck it up and run. We've put in offense that complement his skills. We've put in offense that complements what he did at Mississippi State. That is in vogue right now in college, and you're seeing it drift up to the NFL, the pass option type plays. All of those things are going to make him a better quarterback. We've done what we should be doing, and that's put an offense together that is friendly to him.
Jerry, how much better does Jalen Smith look athletically right now compared to last year? Because to us, it seems like a world of difference.
Oh, I think I'm not going to say double or daylight and dark, but you could say it. He's just so dominant when he gets out there, and he's got a chance to be a cornerstone is the best way to say it. He has those leadership qualities as well. It's Sean Lee stuff as far as leadership is concerned. No one has ever rehabbed any more successfully and with any more intensity than Jalen Smith. And he came here. We know he would have been a top 5 or 10 pick had he not had that injury in the bowl game right before the draft, so to speak. So he's the player we thought he was at this point. And as a matter of fact, he's a far cry from the player that we thought he was because he's absolutely gained strength, gained muscle, gained knowledge, of the game, the speed of the game, all of those things he's acquired along the way of rehabbing with the 2 seasons that he's had. So we've got us a football player.
Jerry Jones here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Dallas Cowboys. The other day, David Irving defended his marijuana usage, and he kind of went at the NFL's rules with pills and said every game he's played in, he was medicated for the Cowboys. What was your reaction to David's statement and his thoughts?
I'm not going to react to that, but I do and am pleased to report that David is progressing well, and we know that he's under suspension right now. I don't get to talk to him under NFL rules, but I'm told that he's doing real well. He joining our team after four games will really add a element to it that that will just elevate it. He's absolutely has a chance to be one of the great, a real great defensive player. I'm not being loose with the word great in the NFL. And so, he's got to get to where we can have him on the field with the NFL rules.
Jerry, the new helmet rule has been called quite a bit this preseason. The players have voiced their opposition. The fans have kind of gotten confused by it. What's your take on the reaction to the helmet rule and how it's been called?
Well, I think it should be a concern because when the helmet, what is the helmet for? We know it's not to be used as a aggressive aspect to the game. We want to take the word is you want to take the helmet out of the game, but it is there for protection, and we're trying to get it. Most of the time, the contact being on the front of the helmet, then the face mask area of the helmet, head up, we're trying to get it there when it does happen. On the other hand, we've got to really define what it does to the style of players. This I'm reminded of Roy Williams. Roy Williams. They pretty much eliminated where Roy could use his arm length and reach out and grab players and bring them to the ground, especially from behind. And they changed Roy Williams' game, and it impacted Roy Williams. I mean, not Roy, but, Roy. So it impacted his game, our safety. And so the point is that there'll be adjustments. We've looked back, watched Emmett. This probably wouldn't have impacted Emmett's game with his style of running. This probably won't impact Zeke. You think of Zeke as a guy that finishes the run, and when he does, he finishes so physically. But Zeke doesn't use butt with the head, top of the helmet that much. He'll really keeps that head up. I'm hopeful that it won't impact the running style of our backs. I've looked at that, and that's my most concern about the rule is those backs when they get in there and when they're trying to fight for those yards, they put that helmet down.
Last thing for you, Jerry. How surprised are you that Dez is still without a team?
I am surprised. He's a guy that. Has the skills to help a team. I don't know what kind of shape Dez is in. Knowing Dez and how hard he worked, I bet he's in really fine shape to, at this point, join an NFL team. So it would not surprise me to see him joining a team at this juncture because these rosters now are getting made. It's for the we're getting down to the roster building time, and I know he was counting on a team getting in a position to really have a need so that he could meld his availability up with that. I think he'll be on a team.
Jerry, it's good to have you back. We missed you, and we look forward to seeing you out there at the Star. Welcome back from California, and thanks for having us out there as always. It's good to have you back on the show.
Man, it seems like we're taking up last week where we left off. I don't know where the time has gone, but it's great to be back with you. Let's have a great time of it this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.